Rick Windham, Tristan Winder, glad to go to the KODY phone lines now as we have Sean Jacobs joining us. Sean serves as the warning coordinating meteorologist for our National Weather Service office in North Platte. Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you guys.
Well, I want to personally thank you, Sean, for dropping the temperatures about 10 degrees next weekend for the opening of deer season. Way to go, guys.
You betcha. You know, and we still have the order in for maybe a little bit of snow, and that looks a little bit better if you're heading up further north, to go in and start your hunting season.
That would be just about perfect. Like I was telling Tristan earlier, you know, I want it to stay right about freezing as the high of the day, just so you don't have to worry so much about the meat that you take.
And I will take all the credit for it.
Good man.
Now, Sean, you did mention snow just a moment ago. We already had some this season, believe it or not, late last week.
Yeah, what an impressive storm that was. I was up in Valentine and doing some outreach up there. And on the way home, me and my colleague were watching thunderstorms, seeing just a beautiful lightning show. I love that. It just seems always so special to see lightning, you know, here in November. But then we drove through some freezing rain or some rain. Thankfully, it wasn't really freezing on the ground. It was more on elevated surfaces. And then the switch over to snow. And it was a very intense, narrow frontal band, we call it the F-gen band. So out across the panhandle, the response was much more broad, where there was a widespread area of, you know, a good solid 1 to 3 inches of snow. But that F-gen band that set up right over the top of North Platte, it was at its widest, maybe 20 to 30 miles wide. And, you know, it brought a good inch and a half to our area. We loved the moisture. It was beautiful waking up there, you know, late last week, and just a wonderful snowfall. So,
now, Sean, as we look forward throughout the rest of this month, do we have more chances of some more moisture coming into the area?
Yeah, we're going to keep our fingers crossed for here midweek. We got a very dynamic, so an intense type system coming through the Central Plains. It looks to provide the best moisture potential well north of us, unfortunately. Not to say that we won't see some mixed precipitation, you know, here along Interstate 80 here in North Platte in that Wednesday night to Thursday time frame. I do want to caution everybody, this is a very intense dynamic system, so just a slight shift in the direction that it moves in its location will mean the difference between rain, snow, thunderstorms, freezing rain, and that's why I say a mixed bag of precipitation. We got some really, really cold Arctic air that Rick alluded to that's coming down behind the system on Thursday into, you know, next weekend. So it could be an instance where you might see thunderstorms out front, but then it transitions to some snow. And if you have travel plans that are heading north toward the South Dakota border or up across more central Nebraska, you know, Thursday afternoon, Thursday evening, make sure you're keeping an eye on that forecast, because it does have the potential to bring some impactful weather to our region. And not to be overshadowed, I mean, the precipitation, we all want the precipitation. The winds out ahead of the system, actually starting today and continuing through the week, you know, through at least Thursday night into early Friday, they're going to be breezy, if not downright strong. Today, if you're heading up to northwest Nebraska, you know, near the Pine Ridge or up near Chadron, you can see gusts up to 65 miles per hour up there. Thankfully, down here, we're only looking at, you know, the 35 to 40 mile an hour range. So hopefully your trash cans are buttoned down, but it's going to be windy.
Now, Sean, you mentioned some of those strong wind gusts. We have chances of those even as soon as today, really.
Yes, definitely today, starting today. Down here, 35 miles per hour, you know, maybe 40 mile an hour gusts this afternoon here in North Platte, especially out in the open areas, just, you know, south north, you know, in town. And then that continues Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, I do want to also caution everybody. As I was looking at the weather for this week, I thought, man, if you like weather, you're going to love this week. Because we have a little bit of everything this week. But just looking, I mean, tomorrow and Wednesday, we have highs back in the mid-70s. And when you throw sunny skies, some wind, and some dry, you know, dry low levels, low relative humidity, we could be, you know, looking at some fire concerns the next 3 days as well. So warm and dry, really Tuesday and Wednesday, and of course windy that goes all the way through basically this week, quite a bit of wind.
So those winds are going to be throughout the area, Sean, and obviously this time of the year we can't rule out any chances of some snow as well with that, I would imagine.
Yeah, and our best shot would come on Thursday. I think what you'll see is if we do see the precipitation that is realized down this far south here in North Platte, it's going to start off more as liquid precipitation, but that cold front is a very strong cold front. So, you know, certainly cannot rule out a mixed precipitation type, like, you know, maybe some freezing rain in there, some sleet, then transitioning over to snow.
Similar to the scenario we just went through.
Exactly. Very similar. The better chances, unfortunately, if you're looking for precipitation, are going to be well north of us. You know, but not to say that we won't see some down here. Very strong dynamic system that's coming toward us. So it's something worth paying attention to going forward.
And speaking of which as well, Sean, I know that winter spotter training classes are coming back to the area once again with the National Weather Service Office.
Yeah, so it's something fun that we do, and it's really kind of a way that we can just reach out and, you know, speak with the public, speak with partners, and just, you know, get a bunch of weather nerds or people who really just are passionate about weather in the same room, and talk.
Weather nerds is a good description.
It is a good description, and, you know, and I wear that badge proudly. I'm not going to lie. But we get together. We talk winter weather specifically with this talk, and it's going to be at the Public Safety Building. And the date is, and let me make sure that I get this correctly. I already said this wrong earlier last week, but it's 6 p.m. on the 15th. And again, the Public Safety Building, everybody is welcome. If you just have an interest in weather, you know, we would love for you to come on out. And we teach you how to correctly measure snowfall.
Oh,
you
cool.
Think, well, that's pretty easy to do. You know, all you do is go out there with a yardstick or a ruler and measure. Well, there is a way that you can correctly measure snowfall. So we teach you about that and ways to measure ice, and we throw out a bunch of cool weather terms. We always tie it back to safety and awareness. So it'll just be a really fun time.
Having been to a couple of those type of meetings that you've had, I'll tell people that they're well worth your time. It is fun, but you do get to learn something when you walk away.
You do get to learn something, and that's we appreciate that compliment. It's something that we enjoy doing. We're really looking forward to next spring when we have our severe weather spotter talks that we give, because we're going to be bringing in a lot of really neat video, and that's going to be something. If you like tornadoes, if you like severe weather, you're going to love that. But that we'll talk about that. We still have some time. Let's get through winter first.
Now, Sean, moving forward as well here this work week, a very exciting eclipse coming into the area tomorrow morning, I believe, and this will be the last of its kind for a couple of years.
Yeah, and you're going to have some pretty good conditions. Well, let me backtrack on that. Depending on your location, we do have some southeasterly winds today, southerly winds that are going to be pulling up a lot of low-level moisture. So if you're here in North Platte, more than likely you're going to see mostly cloudy skies. So it might be very difficult to see. If you head a little bit further west, there should be some clearing there, a little bit better chances to see. But here in this area, we're not looking for precipitation or anything like that, but there is a pretty good source of moisture that's going to produce some clouds. So we might have to wait for the next one.
Interesting. And yes. Do you know about when that eclipse will occur tomorrow, Sean?
You know, I do not offhand. And that's something that I... I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know it was going to occur.
From what I can remember, it's like here, it's going to be like 2, 3 in the morning.
But yeah, we'll it's early.
Early, yeah. So, yeah, I'll be in bed, but next week I hopefully will hear a good report from you guys.
So. And I think that we'll get another one of these eclipses in 2025, and it's kind of like the blood moon eclipse. So we've had some in recent years as well.
Excellent. Yep. And yep, I just saw that 2025. So just seeing the eclipse, I went on to our space weather site. The eclipse will reach totality at 5:17 Eastern time. So 4:17 Eastern or 4
our time
here.
Okay.
Yep. I definitely will be asleep.
You and me both.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, man, I'm up and going. I'll see it.
That, you've already had your second cup of coffee, haven't
you? Yeah.
Rick will let us know about it next week then, Sean.
I'm excited to hear that, Rick.
Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning?
So with everything that's going on, Thursday is Nebraska Winter Weather Awareness Day. And I will tell you the festivities and all the happenings with our Awareness Day, it's not as much as what we do during Severe Weather Awareness Week for the state of Nebraska. But Governor Ricketts signed a proclamation, and basically all we're asking is that, you know, Nebraskans just take some time on the 10th, so November 10th, this Thursday, just to make sure that you have a plan in place. And that's just preparing before the storm arrives. You know, one thing that I love to do, if you can't tell, is I love to talk, and I love to talk to people. And it's amazing. You know, you go out to some of these communities, and you just sit down with individuals, and they'll be like, yeah, well, you know, the power's out for 2 weeks, or I remember when the power was out for a week, or, you know, and this and that. And, you know, winter is here, and, you know, it's just, you got to be prepared. So we just want to, you know, to promote that, just be prepared, you know, for when the winter storms strike, and that's being prepared both in your home and if you're traveling.
Absolutely.
Now, when you're talking about, you know, the winter storms coming and the destruction and all that, the bad stuff, is there any coincidence that you put it on the Marine Corps' birthday?
Wow. That is... You know, I didn't think about that, but sometimes just things work out.
That's right, you know.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. And if folks want to get in contact with you to talk about anything else we've talked about this morning in greater detail, how can they do so?
Yeah, most excellent. Just give me a call here at the office. Telephone number is 532-0921. And you can just ask to speak with Sean Jacobs, or if it's easier, my name is my email is Sean Shawn.Jacobs, Jacobs, and that's at NOAA.gov. So not NOAA like the flood, but NOAA.gov. And you know, I'm always happy to talk with people, and a lot of the times, come out to one of our awareness talks. You'll have a good time, and just sit and chat whenever you want. So more than happy to do that.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again at this time next week, sir.
You betcha. Appreciate it. Y'all take care.
You too, Sean.